150 years ago tomorrow, the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, broke ground for the Findlay Market. Back then, the land lay just beyond the city limits in a semi-lawless area known as the Northern Liberties. Today, the historic cast-iron building sits in the heart of Over the Rhine, the neighborhood that saw 2 days of riots last year after a white policeman shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. But the Findlay Market remains an urban oasis. Naomi Lewin of member station WGUC reports.
Bushels of apples fresh off the tree, peppers in every size, shape, and color, signs that read "The King of Horseradish" and "Mrs. Good Pie." The path from the parking lot to the Findlay Market is a profusion of produce, flowers, baked goods, and crafts. Inside the market building, people from as close as the next block and as far away as Indianapolis rub elbows and other body parts as they thread their way through the jam-packed center aisle.
Excuse me. I don't want to buy nobody.
Display cases stuffed with homemade sausage, fresh fish, local meats, poultry, and cheese tempt on either side. The Findlay Market is a series of stalls, each one a small business. And many are still owned by the families that opened them more than a century ago.
My grandfather started this 150 years ago, Eckerland Meats. And my mother owned it, I own it, now my son owns it.
When Bob Lillis's grandfather came over from Germany, he ran a slaughterhouse. Eckerland Meats was the very first business in the Findlay Market building. Bob Lillis doesn't work behind the counter anymore, but he still enjoys coming down to observe the operation and the customers.
You know, you walk up here and you see people that I saw 40 years ago.
Customer loyalty is passed down through the family, too. Just ask William Hutchins.
I've been coming here since I was 8 years old with my grandmother, and it's just like a tradition for me. I've been coming here for over 25 years.
The close quarters of the Findlay Market make for an instant camaraderie. As they wait to be served, total strangers often exchange notes and recipes.
A little bit of olive oil and lemon,
right.
And
that's,
then this goes
that's
with
that's exactly bread. The way that I do it also. That's pretty neat. Where are you from?
Originally from Israel.
Israel?
Al Washington travels in from the suburbs every week for things he says he refuses to buy at a supermarket. For him, the market's fresh food is one attraction.
And I like the diversity, the ethnicity. It's the most diverse place in Cincinnati that you can go and everybody's in a good mood and getting along and happy, and just like this lady. I didn't know her from whatever, but we had just a darling conversation.
Reasonable prices make this the main shopping venue for people who live in Over the Rhine, an economically depressed neighborhood with one of the worst crime rates in the city. Shopkeepers hire neighborhood kids and take care of area residents who are having a hard time. The day Tequila Sweet lost her housing and didn't know where to turn, one of the market cashiers reached out.
She gave me a loaf of bread, some lunch meat, and she gave me some cheese. And, you know, I couldn't believe it. You know, she didn't know me out of nowhere. And so after that, I got my balance. That's over a year ago. And now I just come down to the Findlay Market, basically just to help the storekeepers out.
That was the sentiment of most of the market faithful after the civil unrest in 2001, when stores were vandalized and the market was left closed during Easter week, one of the biggest sales times of the year. When the market reopened, vendors were afraid that shoppers from outside Over the Rhine would be afraid to come back. But they weren't. Jill Stopcotty lives about 10 minutes away.
If anything, it made us want to come down here more because we wanted to make sure that the businesses that were down here stayed down here and remained vibrant and alive.
Sympathy shopping accounted for a bump in sales a year ago spring, but that has since subsided and plenty of people are still leery of the area. So the city has begun an extensive renovation project to upgrade the market building and surrounding stores. New housing is also included. The city is also set to turn management of the market over to a nonprofit corporation, which hopes to attract even more merchants. Current vendors like Al Silverglade, a spry 70-year-old who's been working in the family business since he was 8, appreciate those efforts and the continued dedication of shoppers.
Going to Findlay Market is like going to church. If you're in the habit, you're in the habit. It takes some effort to get down here. Nobody carries your groceries out. Nobody puts them in a cart for you. You lug them all through this market house, bang into other customers. But it's a great place.
How about a cherry supreme soda?
I haven't tried the cherry supreme soda, But Silverglade's smoked chicken salad is to die for. For NPR News, I'm Naomi Lewin at the Findlay Market in Cincinnati.